Well, the state of Florida is the actual entity that created this entire problem when the Florida legislature moved the primary willingly and knowing that Florida would lose delegates at the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. But they basically said in their House analysis that they did not care to send a few select Floridians to the conventions, that it was more important to vote early. Unfortunately for the legislature, they don't have the right or the authority to interfere in internal party affairs when it comes to the nomination for president or in other internal party affairs, which they sometimes like to meddle in. And the U.S. Supreme Court in three other states in four different decisions has ruled unless the state has a compelling interest dealing with the honesty and fairness of the elections, that they should pay attention to what the party rules are. And that the party rules would prevail because they're covered under the protections of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution of free speech and also political association. It'd be like the state coming in and saying, we're going to name who your priest is or your rabbi or your pastor. It's nice that they think they have that authority, and in fact, they could pass a law saying that they can do that, but it's unconstitutional.
Now, you are calling for not to have all the delegates count by having the election on January 29th, which is what the state of Florida opted to do, but to go back now to have a election in March, and therefore all the delegates would be counted.
Yes, we would get all the delegates, but what we're doing is saying that the national party, after a two-year period of time of consideration, said that four states could go before February 5th, and all the other states could go anytime through early June after February 5th. We believe that this law is unconstitutional moving in front of that window, and we're planning to prove that in court and think there's an excellent chance of that occurring. If we have it struck down, then we would go back to the March primary unless the legislature decided to meet and pick a primary date on February 5th or afterwards, their choice.
We have talked to you on several occasions as this whole controversy has continued to just get bigger and bigger, as it were. And you, of course, were critical of the Democrats, some of the Florida Democrats, for basically going along with this back earlier this year when it came out and we learned that Howard Dean and the DNC was serious. All of a sudden, you had a lot of these Florida Democrats say, hey, we didn't know what we were doing. We were going this election, this law, because, of course, it had was going back to a paper trail and the like. And yeah. you accurately told about how there was many levels along the way which Democrats acquiesced to the Republicans and knew exactly what was going on here.
Right.
So is there any kind of conflict from what you're doing now, from what you were saying earlier?
No, not really, because earlier I was exhausting all the administrative remedies within the state party procedure and all the appeal processes at the national party level, which have been done. And now that those have been exhausted and the party has decided not to change their position, particularly the national party, then the appropriate remedy is to go to the state and say, listen, the national party has considered what you have done and has rejected what you have done, and we need you to move the primary back to where it was because that is what you need to do under the Constitution of protecting free speech and political association.